I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At this time, we've got a lot ahead of us, but as I said earlier, Nevada's a different state, but Nevada's a tough state, and we will get through this together. So, that being said, I've got some remarks that I want to share with you. As you know, the great state of Nevada is not immune to the global pandemic, COVID-19. No matter how much we hope that this goes away, if we wait one more day to take action, it will not go away. There are unknowns now, but there are a few things I do know. Despite the incredible work of our local health districts and state labs, like every other state, we have not been provided with a sufficient number of test kits to meet demand for our state. As a result, we don't know the full extent of what we're dealing with. But based on the rapid spread of the virus around the world and what we've already seen in Nevada, we know that we must act quickly, very quickly. As we know, our healthcare workers and state and local employees will be on the front lines, caring for those who become ill and providing the safety net that Nevadans need during this difficult time. They are the heroes. Our police, fire, and ambulance workers, the workers and volunteers processing unemployment claims, the healthcare workers reporting every day with the understanding that their families and their neighbors need them, even with the risk of their own exposure. I ask you to keep that in mind in making your decisions about social distancing, even if you believe you're a lower risk, and avoid continuing the spread of this virus. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the decision I announced earlier this afternoon to close K-12 schools across the state. Here's what this is going to look like. School employees will get specific guidance from your schools, but your takeaway should be that you will continue to work as directed by your district and you will continue to get paid. Your positions have already been budgeted for this school year. For the students who rely on free and reduced food and meal programs, please know these services will continue. For several days now, the Nevada Department of Agriculture has been working on a plan to address gaps in meal services due to school. Everyone has been in close contact with the Nevada Department of Education, our school districts, charter schools, food bank partners, and community partners to initiate a meal availability as soon as possible. Exact times and locations for meal services will be determined and released by local school districts in partnership with the Department of Agriculture. Rest assured, our children who rely on these programs will not go. Now I'm going to talk directly to the young people of our state. I grew up in Wisconsin, and I remember the excitement that my friends and I had. We'd feel when we'd get a snow day called. It meant we could goof off and have a free day. That's not what this is about. This is an extended spring break. I'm going to repeat one more time to the students out there. This is not an extended spring break. We are closing our schools for your safety and for the safety of your families and neighbors. This needs to be taken seriously. You need to take this seriously. I know many of you have heard that young people are at low risk, but you can still be exposed to the virus and pass it on to others. You can pass it on to your mom, your dad, your grandparents, those that you love. What you do over the next few weeks will directly impact your family's health. I'm counting on you to stay in Nevada what you're made of. Next, I'd like to talk about the measures we're putting in place to protect the health and safety of our state workforce and the public. Today, I am issuing an emergency resolution to expand the authorization of paid administrative leave for state employees in a state of emergency. I'm also directing executive branch agency leadership to close state offices to the public as soon as possible. For essential services like unemployment insurance and the DMV, Medicaid and welfare and others, I'm directing agency leadership to wind down in-person public services and transmission as much of the work as possible to online and over-the-phone services in the coming days. We must protect the health and safety of the public and our state workforce while ensuring that the important work of our state government does not grind to a halt. As I've said before, Nevada is a unique state, a diverse state. This applies to our state workforce as well. Too often, there is no one-size-fits-all approach. With that in mind, I'm delegating to the executive branch state agency leadership the authority to decide what works best for their offices and employees, whether that means office closures for non-essential employees, the implementation of teleworking, or a hybrid approach. These are unprecedented circumstances that call for creative solutions. Lastly, we are initiating a hiring freeze and encouraging state agencies to limit spending to essential emergency purchases. Underlying all of these actions is an important precautionary measure that has been shown to mitigate the spread of the virus in other states and around the world, social distancing. Our Nevada Health Response Medical Advisory Team has been working around the clock to provide guidance and recommendations on social distancing and other effective ways to address the spread of COVID-19. I want to thank these medical professionals for their dedication to our state and the safety of our citizens. The initial guidance they have prepared today is as follows. When it comes to gathering, the risk is not just based on how many people there are, but rather how closely they are gathered and how they are interacting with each other. The risk does not disappear in small gatherings. It's the distance and precautions that will make the difference. With that in mind, I am issuing the following directive to the people of Nevada. Any employees who can work from home should do so. While it may not be an ideal situation, it is preferable to having employees unnecessarily spreading the disease at work. Ill employees must absolutely stay home from work. Ill employees must absolutely stay home from work. Businesses should take steps to protect employees who must work in person in accordance with social distancing, guidance appropriate to the individual workplace. Social distancing is not a one-size-fits-all. What works for one community in our state will not work for another. There needs to be great focus in the approaches we take to reduce disease transmission. Older people, people with underlying health conditions and other high-risk populations should stay at home and avoid unnecessary contact with others. To our faith leaders, I respectfully request that if you are unable to provide for social distancing protocols, you consider postponing services for your congregations. And finally, I am asking local governments to enforce a new provision of 50% or less capacity of any public gathering space presently allowed by the fire marshals. Fewer people in a room with a larger distance between them is the only way to decrease the risk of spread. As new guidance continues to come out from the CDC, the medical advisory team will work with local health districts and top medical professionals to review and provide recommendations. And I am very grateful for their continued work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.